He is CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent, creating fascinating podcasts like Agent of Betrayal, The Double Life of Robert Hansen. So crazy, you won't believe that one. The author of Mr. Trump's Wild Ride takes you behind the scenes during huge events during Donald Trump's first term, and also has the book The Big Truth. He just got done anchoring The Takeout, which you can watch on CBS online platforms. Major Garrett, welcome.
Welcome. Yes, you can watch it on YouTube and Paramount Plus, lots of different places. But yes, thanks for mentioning that. Just got off the set for The Takeout. Happy Tuesday, everyone.
Yes. Well, okay. So it looks like the Speaker, Johnson of the House, has said that, you know, you have 38 hours notice to get to Washington, D.C., to all the congressmen and women. So that'll be about 3 o'clock our time. How many times do you think they will take a vote? Because Speaker Johnson says he's really kind of relying, it's like very a narrow margin with how much they have control of the GOP.
Sure. So there's a 2-seat margin for the Republicans after the newest member of the House, a Democrat from Arizona, Adelita Grijalva, is sworn in, which will happen tomorrow. She has been a congresswoman-elect for many, many weeks, but with the House not in session, not doing any work at all, Speaker decided not to swear her in. So the margins are narrow. President and the White House support this Senate compromise. The Rules Committee will debate it and provide the procedures and the timing for the vote tomorrow. There are probably 5 or 6 House Democrats who might cross over and vote for this, maybe 2 or 3 House Republicans that wander away. It appears right now as we're speaking that enough votes will be there narrowly to pass it, but that's all you need is narrow passage. And it could get to the president's desk tomorrow night, conceivably. So this could all be over tomorrow night or midday Thursday at the latest.
Major, is this deal any different than the one that was proposed, let's say, 20 days ago?
Okay.
So it has been sweetened to a point, but the sticking point still remains about if they are going to talk about the Affordable Health Care after the fact or take a vote on it. Is that the correct understanding?
Okay. So as the country has listened to this debate for more than 40 days, the principal sticking point for Democrats was resolving the pending expiration, which will happen on December 31st of this year, of enhanced Obamacare tax credits. Those were first put in place during COVID in the Affordable Care Act, American Relief Plan. Then they were extended in the Inflation Reduction Act. So twice they were set in motion during COVID. They were set to expire by Democrats. But now, if they expire, premiums will go up and lots of people will be socked with costs that they are currently not absorbing to buy insurance on the Obamacare exchanges. This does not affect your premiums if you are receiving employer-based health insurance, as I do, and perhaps you do as well. But if you're on the exchanges, you will see a premium increase for sure. So that issue has not been dealt with at all. So everything the Democrats have been talking about for more than 40 days, not addressed. You get nothing on that.
Right.
There are some changes that were put in the bill, 3 appropriations bills dealing with veterans, legislative affairs, and
agriculture
are in the bill. So SNAP benefits, suspended during the shutdown, will continue for the full calendar year until next year. That's not nothing. Also, every federal employee that was fired by the Trump administration during the shutdown will be rehired and receive back pay, as well as all other federal workers will receive their back pay. So there are some things in there that take care of some legislative business. That's why it has to go back to the House.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the same bill the House passed 7 weeks ago. That's why the House needs to vote on it. But on the big issue, Obamacare enhanced tax credits, Democrats got nothing. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Only the promise of a vote in the Senate, no promise of a vote in the House. And that's why on the progressive left, there's so much anger, kind of boiling rage that this is a capitulation, it's a cave-in, it's a betrayal, et cetera, et cetera.
So I had an ex-boss in the TV industry. I was in the TV industry for 19 years, and he made a promise, and I wanted that in my contract, and he wouldn't do it. He said he was going to keep his promise. It was also published in the newspaper. I was about to say what the date and the paragraph and the exact quote of what the promise was. So I
burned
had
into your memory. I can tell.
It was written. It was written in the newspaper.
These encounters often are in our industry. Right. Burned into your memory.
I know. So here's the thing. The Senate deal, it guarantees a future Senate vote on the Affordable Care Act subsidies, meaning it's only a promised vote. And the outcome's
that they're
uncertain.
Just going to talk about it. That doesn't. Going to.
What the heck is
no
that?
Promises about the outcome or anything.
No,
and
no.
I just like I know that the Democrats were trying to hold steadfast on saying, "Hey, we're not going to do anything until you at least do something on that." But it just seems like President Trump and the GOP just played the waiting game. They're just saying, "All right."
They did.
And is that basically what happened?
And here's what happened to resolve this, or to get it to the place where it became resolved. So one of the problems in Washington right now is nobody or very few people trust one another, meaning they don't trust their word. And that makes legislative compromises even more difficult than the underlying politics of your two sides, both supported by hardcore partisans on the right and hardcore partisans on the left. They don't want compromise. So when you're trying to reach a compromise, you know you're going to catch flack. You know you're going to get assailed, criticized. So if you're going to make that step, you have to understand that the person you're going to make it with is trustworthy from your point of view. And trust is really broken down. There are a small handful of Senate Republicans who Democrats trust with their word. One of them is Tom Tillis from North Carolina. The other is Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. And they both went to these rank-and-file Senate Democrats like Tim Kaine of Virginia, Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire, who were instrumental in cutting the deal, and said, look, we're telling you, the White House is not going to budge on this health care issue. It doesn't matter how long it goes. It doesn't matter how much damage is inflicted, how many flights are canceled, how Thanksgiving is disrupted. Yeah, they will not budge. Not now, not next week, not a month from now, not ever. So we're telling you that. Not because we necessarily agree with it, but we're telling you, as someone you can trust, this will never move. So what you are buying if you continue this shutdown is SNAP benefits suspended, chaos at the airports, other travel problems, detrimental effects on the U.S. economy, et cetera, et cetera. And those seven Senate Democrats and one independent, Angus King of Maine, said, okay, if that's the real deal, then we're going to roll this over because it's not going to be solvable on our terms or anything close to our terms. And we'll take the hard vote. We'll take all the criticism. Remember, none of the Senate Democrats and the independent who voted for this are up for re-election in 2026. Not one of them. And two of them are retiring. They can weather this storm. That's why they took the hard vote.
Wow.
He is always giving us the best perspective for our state. Seriously, he's the best in the business. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, the author of Mr. Trump's Wild Ride, also has the book The Big Truth and anchors The Takeout. You can watch it on online platforms, including YouTube. Major Garrett, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Talk next week.